Another one of President Clinton's legacies is his ability to win friends. Even former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said he couldn't resist the president's charm. Commentator John Ridley got a firsthand look at Clinton.
I dig Bill Clinton. Now, maybe you love him or hate him, or maybe now that we finally just about have a new president, you give him as much thought as day-old sushi. But me, I dig Bill Clinton and his rascally ways, and I'm going to miss him. So with the sun slowly setting on the Clinton years, I figured it was time to use all my celebrity-level Hollywood clout, call in a couple of markers, and get myself a meet-and-greet with the Commander-in-Chief. I'd never met and greeted a Commander-in-Chief before. One time I stood in the cashier's line at the Warner Brothers commissary with Martin Sheen, but this would be the real deal. This would be shaking hands and locking eyes with the actual guy who knew the actual codes to an actual pack of nuclear missiles. Promises were promised, phone calls were called, environmental lobbyists were bumped to make room, and shortly I found myself at a very remote, very secure part of Los Angeles International Airport waiting for Clinton to arrive for an L.A. fundraiser. I cooled my heels with a select group of specially invited presidential greeters, wealthy friends of the Democratic Party, the entire writing staff of the West Wing, who apparently have boatloads of celebrity-level Hollywood clout, the governor of the state of California. And can I just tell you, Governor Gray Davis has the most perfectly groomed head of hair this side of a Siegfried and Roy show. At exactly 1:14 p.m., not 1:15, not 1-ish, Air Force One was wheels down at LAX. After making us wait around for another 20 minutes or so, maybe he'd caught a glimpse of Gray Davis's mane and had to get himself another tarmac touch-up, he was down the stairs on the ground and shaking hands. The President of the United States of America. I gotta say, for a president, Bill Clinton is quite the regular guy. Casually dressed in a light blue blazer, no tie, he didn't look like the most powerful man on earth, but just another tourist hitting town, hoping to catch a glimpse of Don Johnson or Sybil Shepherd or any of the other major stars who call Tinseltown home. Clinton was regular in the way he incidentally moved along the line of greeters. Sure, he took his time with Governor Davis, but he gladly paused for photos with those of us who weren't going to be particularly instrumental in delivering the state's 54 electoral votes. He was regular in the way he looked me in the eyes and held my grip all the while we talked instead of dropping my hand like a day-old salmon he'd accidentally picked up at the Fulton Fish Market. I told him that I'd written the movie Three Kings, and he gushed with enthusiasm for it and even said he owned it on DVD. You know, I really can't imagine too many other world leaders kicking it in baggies in a T-shirt with a bowl of Orville Redenbacher watching one of my flicks, but that's what regular guys do. And Clinton is the most regular important guy, or the most important regular guy I've ever met. Love him, hate him. I dig Bill Clinton.
The comments of John Ridley, a producer of the NBC series Third Watch and author of the novel Everybody Smokes in Hell.